USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
There is no electricity on Puerto Rico now that Hurricane Fiona hit the island. The National Hurricane Center says landfall was made at 3:20 p.m. Eastern Time in the southwestern part of the Commonwealth. Governor Pedro Pierluisi confirmed on Facebook that all of Puerto Rico has lost electricity. Forecasters expected historic rainfall that would produce landslides and heavy flooding. Some isolated areas were to get up to 25 inches of rain. President Biden approved the emergency declaration for the Commonwealth Sunday morning. President Biden in London, along with other world leaders, getting ready for the state funeral for Queen Elizabeth II. The funeral itself involves the biggest security operation London has ever seen, bigger than the 2012 Summer Olympics. More than 10,000 police officers will be on duty Monday, plus reinforcements from all 43 police forces in Britain, hundreds of volunteer marshals and members of the armed forces. That's the most visible part of an operation that is being run from a high-tech control center. Street drains, garbage bins are being searched and sealed. Police spotters will be on rooftops, sniffer dogs on the streets, marine officers on the River Thames, and mounted police on horseback. Flying drones over central London will be grounded temporarily, along with flights out of Heathrow, so that aircraft noise doesn't disturb the service. At least one is dead following a strong 6.8 magnitude earthquake in Taiwan. Nine others had minor injuries, according to officials in that country. Most of the damage appeared to be north of the epicenter, which that country's Central Weather Bureau says is the town of Chishang. The remains of a sailor from the Bay State who died when the USS Oklahoma was struck by multiple torpedoes during the Pearl Harbor attack in 1941 will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery on Monday. Electricians made third-class Roman Sadlowski of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, was accounted for using advanced DNA among other analysis and evidence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Migrants are continuing to be bused out of the Lone Star State, and for the second time, the destination is right at the doorstep of Vice President Kamala Harris's residence at the U.S. Naval Observatory in Washington, D.C. USA Radio's Ellie Andrews reports that the bus arrived there on Saturday.
According to Fox News, the migrants were mainly from Venezuela and included a one-month-old child. Governor Greg Abbott.
I fully expect the Biden administration to stop playing word games and stop and do their job. Immigration is a federal government responsibility.
Now, this comes after earlier in the week, a total of five buses dropped off migrants as Texas has shipped roughly 1,100 migrants out of state. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
In New England, attorneys there are exploring legal options for the Venezuelan migrants who were flown to Martha's Vineyard by Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. Lawyers for civil rights stated that their clients were, quote, induced to board airplanes and cross state lines under false pretenses, and that they were only informed in mid-flight that they were heading to Martha's Vineyard instead of Boston. Massachusetts Republican Governor Charlie Baker says he activated up to 125 members of the Massachusetts National Guard to help the state's emergency management agency in its relief efforts. For more news anytime, log on to our website, usaradio.com. Find us wherever you get your podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.